Hello, thank you so much for joining my podcast. My name is Akosua Bemeje, and this podcast is called Insight. Now, in Insight, what we do is to use the Word of God to explain and to draw conclusions about our life and how things are moving on for us. And today we're going to talk about, we're using the Book of Ruth, and we're going to be dwelling on Naomi's viewpoint. Now, Naomi was the mother-in-law of Ruth. A lot was mentioned about her in the Book of Ruth, but mostly the Book of Ruth is all about Ruth and how Ruth came from a foreign land to Bethlehem and married Boaz. But a lot has not really been told about Naomi, the good woman, the woman who lost everything in the span of approximately 10 years, when it was a great famine. In Bethlehem, she moved with her husband Elimelech, and they came into Moab, and they were Ephratites, came with their sons Mahlon and Chilion. And when Naomi lost the husband, and the sons got married, and lost the sons too, and she was sad, and she was tired, she decided to go back home, and she asked the daughters-in-law that they should go back to their mother's house, they should go back to their family. And they decided to go with her. And she asked again, and Ruth convinced her to go with her, but Orpah went back to her family. Now, Naomi had a lot of pain. And with the story of Naomi, you just think about it. A woman who thought that she had come out of famine. Now, famine is a great pain, it's a great loss. And she came out of it. She had hope. But she thought that she had hope. It's like you coming into Christianity and leaving the world. You had hope. You thought everything was going to get better because you've come into this new place, a new place that is going to bring you success, a place that everything is going to set out right. But it didn't. And when you went out and you came into Christianity, you've been tested, you've lost a lot of stuff, you end up, as Naomi called herself, Mara, in the Book of Ruth, chapter 1, verses 20, she said, "Do not call me Naomi, call me Mara, for the Almighty has dealt very bitterly with me." Sometimes the Almighty let us go through some things so that His glory of His kingdom will shine upon this earth. Now, if you draw the story, Ruth was a Moabite. Ruth would never have married Boaz if she hadn't met Naomi. And then being so kind to her mother-in-law, returned to take good care of her mother-in-law. Now, Ruth was a good woman, but I believe that Naomi's background is very, very keen and very important here. Because if Naomi never lost the husband and the children, Naomi would not have gone back. Naomi would have stayed in Moab, would have stayed with the daughter-in-laws, Orpah and Ruth. Ruth wouldn't have met Boaz. And then, as you can see, if Ruth hadn't met Boaz, that genes, that genetics wouldn't have come. And then Ruth wouldn't have been the great-great-great-grandmother of Jesus Christ. And that genes that are needed from Ruth and Boaz wouldn't have come joined together to create this this story. So that as our Savior Jesus Christ, it created a lot. So Naomi's story is important. And I just think about it, that our pain is our pain, our suffering is very keen to God. Because Naomi, Ruth needed Naomi. Because Ruth could have traveled to Bethlehem. I don't know how it would have happened. Maybe God have brought her to Bethlehem. But she wouldn't have come close to Boaz. But Naomi, Naomi's late husband was family to Boaz. So they knew each other. So Naomi gave Ruth the permission to go and farm, to go and pick up the wheat from Boaz's land. And Boaz would not have allowed it if Ruth didn't know Naomi. And the goodness of what Ruth was doing for Naomi led Ruth to be with Boaz. It was a gradual step, a gradual process. And the pain of Naomi was needed. Because even though Naomi lost two sons, when Boaz married Ruth and gave birth to your son, the woman of Bethlehem, they sang that, oh, blessed be the Lord who has not left you this day without a close relative, and may his name be famous in Israel, and may he be to you a restorer of life and a nourisher of old age. For your daughter-in-law, who loves you, who is better to you than seven sons, has borne him. Then Naomi took the child, laid him on her bosom, and he became a nurse to him. For me, according to the culture of Israel, Naomi also belongs to the lineage of Jesus Christ, because the child that was born to Boaz and Ruth is actually a redeem for the for Naomi's child. It's like Boaz redeemed the name of Ruth's late husband. So with the child, it has been redeemed. So it makes Naomi part of the lineage. And with that said, Naomi gained more. Naomi became happy. She lost, but her loss was needed so that the kingdom of God became great. And sometimes you ask, why would God let all this happen? Why would he let all this happen? To get Ruth into Bethlehem, to get Ruth to meet Boaz. Because I believe that if Boaz met Ruth in different circumstances, it might not have happened like how it happened. We don't know his ways, but his ways are beautiful. His ways are magnificent. His ways are mighty. His ways are extraordinary. Now, for the past few weeks, there has been a lot of protests in the world, in US, and about racism and police brutality. And I read on Instagram and Pastor's Page Church, I will not be able to mention her name, and she said that what if George Floyd came to die for a purpose, that his death has made people to realize and understood the pain of what people are going through, and going through racism, not just in the United States, but discrimination upon your skin color and police brutality all over the world. And this man is now, he has let so much things happen. So for me, I understand that as common and John Legend sang that song, Glory, that's on God Glory, that, and I believe that George Floyd's death is going to lead to more glory for the African-American people in the United States, and not just for them, but for anybody who's going through racism and discrimination all over the world. That is how Naomi's pain, Naomi's loss, the death of Elimelech, the death of Mahlon and Chilion, led Ruth to come to Bethlehem. And with Naomi's guidance, you see, God equipped Naomi. God knew Naomi was was ready for this, even though she said to herself that Almighty has dealt bitterly with me, even though she said that she was tired, she was, everything within her was, she was just in pain. But God knew that Naomi will guide Ruth, that Naomi was the one who would be able to lead her to meet Boaz. Because everything Ruth did, yes, Ruth made a step, but God placed Naomi in Ruth's life. Because when you read chapter 2, verses 1 to 2, it said there was a relative of Naomi's husband, a man of great wealth, of the family of Elimelech. His name was Boaz. So Ruth the Moabitess said to Naomi, "Please let me go to the field and glean herds of grain after him in whose sight I might find favor." And she said to her, "Go, my daughter." And it's not only here. Chapter 3. Naomi instructed Ruth, "My daughter, shall I not seek security for you, that it may be well with you? Now Boaz, whose young man you were with, is he not our relative? In fact, he is well-known barley tonight at the threshing floor." Now, if Naomi was not there to guide Ruth, it wouldn't have happened. Now, this also says that God will place people in your life who are going to guide you. But you have to make a step, just like how Ruth made a step. And your pain shouldn't define you. And know that in your weakest point, in your struggle, that is where God is going to use you the most. So when you go through pain, remember, it's going to be fine. Everything is going to go on well. Because in your weak, that's where you're strong. And you see, when you're weak, in God's strength is working. His strength is more than your strength. And his strength is just amazing. His strength is powerful. Now, that's the kind of strength you need to move mountains, to cross the valleys. It doesn't matter where you are. You might be in the first chapters of Naomi's life where you are losing, or you are now leaving a bad place to a good place, and maybe you're gonna lose, but you will know. But right now, all it means is to stay in the present. Don't focus on the past. Don't think about the future, because the God, he knows you. And at the end of everything, people are going to sing songs about you and let you know how God has blessed you, that the Almighty has been with you. And sometimes, just pray, and when you pray, just say, "God, use me for your glory." At the end of the day, you'll be able to go to heaven. That is the most blessed thing God can give to all of us. As a Christian walking on the face of this earth. So as you've listened to my podcast, I leave God with you. And to know the God of Naomi, the God who guided Naomi through her pain, because she lost everything. She lost everything. And even in her loss, her daughter-in-law, a foreigner. That's going to show you something, that God can use anyone, anything, at any point to lift the person up. It doesn't matter where you are. It doesn't matter what you've gone through, because Naomi was blessed through a foreigner. And that blessing continued and kept going and kept going to that blessing that right now we see as Jesus Christ, our Lord and personal Savior, who has come to redeem the earth. Just like true Naomi, she listened to Naomi. And Ruth was able to get redemption. And through the redemption of Ruth, Naomi was redeemed. Her losses became greatness. And that is all I have to say. Thank you so much for listening to my podcast. And just think about it and pray about it. And you can dwell from the chapters of Ruth chapter 1, chapter 1 to chapter 4. And read the story about Naomi. And let the Holy Spirit guide you. Let you know that it's fine and where you are in your life. Don't think too much. Let God work in your present time. Because he knows your future. He knows your past. And he knows where you are. And he has prepared you in every trial. In every test. He's with you. He's going to be with you. As long as you dwell under His mighty hand. Everything is going to be fine. In Jesus' name. Amen. Thank you so much. Thank you. And we'll await you for our next episode. Thank you so much for listening. And we're glad. Thank you. God bless you.